You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, welcome to the special episode of TFL Car Chat because we are here at SEMA. Isn't that right, Andre?
Heck yeah, and we are in the Toyota booth with some amazing Land Cruisers and cars.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a walk around of SEMA, but instead of trucks, we're going to be focusing on the cars because this is the car podcast. So we started here at Toyota because it's kind of the big booth in this hall. And let's start with this Land Cruiser. What do you think of the heritage look, Andre?
Oh my goodness, Roman. I think out of all the Land Cruisers, we'll show you several.
Yeah.
I think this is my favorite. It just has that retro vibe. Look at those wheels. Look at the paint scheme and the graphics.
I mean, this is ultimate light Land Cruiser. Because count how many lights it has.
It's got a ton of lights.
3, 4, 5, 6. That's 8 lights, dude.
And a couple more over 10. Here by the hood.
I like the look. I like the classic colors. I'm not sure I like the chrome center caps.
You don't like the dog dish?
No. I like the dog. No.
No?
No. That should, you should see like black bolts coming through there, right? That would look really good. Lug nuts, right?
I appreciate this, but this is a 20-inch wheel, 35-inch tall tire. So it's kind of an interesting take on a retro wheel.
Yeah. Let's keep going. There's so much to see, Andre. I'm gonna show you my least favorite Land Cruiser.
Oh, geez.
And this is I think it's pronounced
Modelista.
Yeah, and Modelista, in case you guys don't know, is a brand in Japan that's very well known for modifying Japanese vehicles.
Yes.
And this kind of pea lime green is their color. I don't know what this is.
Well, this looks like a movie car.
It does, yeah.
You know, right. It almost looks like a movie car. It's got a lot of,
you kind of expect RoboCop to come popping out of it,
It's got a little, all kinds of boxes and kind of boxy design. And it's got, there's a tree branch protector right there.
Yeah. So,
but I don't know if this will go off-road. I mean, it has off-road tires.
Yeah, but basically just slapped on a lot of squares.
Cladding.
Lots of squares,
lots of cladding.
Yeah.
So if you're watching us here at TFL Talk channel, of course you could see it for yourself. And also thank you for listening and joining us.
I mean, look, they even lit up the... Is that a rooftop tent or is that a surfboard? I don't know what that is.
A solar panel, maybe? I don't know.
It's too small to be a rooftop tent. You're tall. You get up there, Andre.
Okay, let me climb.
Yeah.
I'm going to climb.
Let us know in the comments below what's above there because we can't see it and we can't climb up there because, we're not supposed to.
Dude, there's another one over there. Holy cow.
Yeah, that one. Hold on a second. Sinister.
Excuse us.
The black.
Excuse us.
Matte paint and the gold wheels. That's a good look, Andre.
I love the smaller wheel.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi.
How are you? Yeah. I like this. This is a good look, Andre.
I think that's the designer there.
Yeah?
Yes. Oh, this is a pretty cool looking Land Cruiser right here.
Yeah
kind of a Baja ready, kind of a fast speed racer, black and gold. Those are CU Buffalo colors,
and you know what, on our continuing quest to find the most lights here at SEMA.
Yeah.
I think we just one up the other one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We got 14, Andre. Not counting the two headlights.
Baja Cruiser, it's called.
Yeah, this is going to light up the night like no other vehicle.
Dude, it's got Fox Factory shocks, really cool suspension. It's got skid plates, big tires.
Yeah, Toyota went all in on Land Cruiser, but I got to say, Andre, my heart belongs to this guy right here. Look, I mean, look, come on.
Wow.
Does it get more classic, than that? You just, you know.
Hold on. Yes.
The color, the big windows, the low cowl, the underpowered powertrain. It's all here, Andre.
FJ62.
And the screwy headlights. Wow. What's up with those, dude? That's like when an 18-year-old gets the vehicle and they want to modernize it. They put in those goofy lights. I'm sure there's a story behind this.
Sure. Well, yeah, but otherwise it looks very very stock.
I mean, so it's
got wheels and tires.
FJ62, 88, and first introduced in 85. And this, of course, features a 2-3 FE 4-liter straight six, which is known for not
reliability.
Not going up I-70 at the speed limit.
It doesn't have a ton of power, but lots of torque, right? Lots of torque.
All right, well, let's keep going. We got more to see here, guys.
All right. I really want to see some of their cars, Roman.
Yeah. Well, these are cars, kind of.
Well, these are crossovers and SUVs.
I mean, look, we got to make it all the way down this hall in the next hour. So there's just a lot to see here, Andre.
This is just one hall, once again. Different hall. So we did also a truck show, right?
Yep.
TFL Talking Trucks. And that's also on this channel and a different podcast.
This looks like one that's featuring the aftermarket parts you could buy.
Yeah.
But let me show you a car that I really love, because when I was a young man, Andre, the Celica all-wheel drive was kind of my dream car, because it encompassed everything, right? It encompassed a sports car with all-wheel drive, and Toyota has built, check that out, an homage to it.
Yeah, so this is a GR86,
yep.
But they swapped the powertrain completely, right?
Yeah, and then the other thing they did with it was they made it all-wheel drive.
Yes, so this is now a basically the GR Corolla all-wheel drive system and the 3-cylinder turbocharged engine. And look at that, it's poking out.
Yeah,
it's right there.
Yeah, this is so cool. And I love those like giant headlights on the front of it. It's a really cool vehicle.
It's also basically a GT4 rally car homage as well.
Why don't they build this and make it not a race car, but make it something
a production
car?
Yeah.
And then there's one other Toyota we should show them.
Hold on, I'm still not done with this. This is so good looking. No, but totally. I mean, GR86 is a great car, right?
Right.
But people always complain about a little bit. It needs a little bit more power, right? And now finally,
I would say more torque.
Yeah, more torque.
Yeah, the engine's not torquey enough, right? The original one, not this one. This has a GR engine. Uses the Boxer out of a Subaru. And it's got a lot of, revving, but not a lot of torquing.
Yes.
That's one way of saying it, I guess.
There you go.
All right, and then there's a classic homage. This is kind of, I got to be honest, Andre, this is one of my least favorite cars here. And this is an homage that Rutledge Wood did to Richard Petty. And as you can tell,
the king of NASCAR.
It's got his 43 on the side and on the roof. But I always thought Richard Petty, he was here actually. Every time I saw him, the dude is like all black, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but also, no. So this is the color, of his car, this kind of sky blue. Hey, dude.
How are you?
We're doing a podcast. What up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Sorry, we're giving Rutledge a little bit of crap for his Richard Petty homage.
I like it.
I like the dude's black, right? Not I don't know. This doesn't work for me, right?
But he was always known as the Mopar guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
this is about as far away from Mopar as you can get.
This
a Toyota and a BMW
that's combined.
Light blue.
Yes.
He was here yesterday and they were presenting it to him. And he was, he was himself.
Well, this car belongs to Rutledge Wood. I mean, he's very passionate about NASCAR.
Yeah, you can see his little sticker up there.
Oh, he signed it.
Richard Petty signed it?
Yeah. Sorry, I think we're on Fox Sports right now.
All right, let's get out of Fox Sports.
Hold on.
Oh, there he goes.
He signed it.
All right. Well, let's keep going. I don't want to get in there shot. All right. Well, let's keep moving down the hall. This is a pretty cool truck, Andre. I like the fact that at SEMA, they just have these really cool things just randomly parked, right?
Dude, this is like a rest of my truck, but I wish this was a truck podcast because we would stop and take a look at it.
Yeah, so
there's a GX.
Yeah. And Lexus wasn't here, interestingly.
Not officially as an OEM.
That's a big booth. I'm surprised they didn't have Lexus here.
Yeah.
Here we have a pretty cool square body.
Cheyenne.
Man, Cheyenne.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. I mean, those colors are
look
so...
Look at the paint job.
70s,
it's
right?
It's gorgeous.
K5 Blazer Cheyenne. It doesn't get much more fancy than that.
Look at the amount of people here, I mean.
Yeah, as you can tell, this is going to be an interesting walkthrough because it's so full of people.
And so we also need to get to Honda and Acura as well, Roman.
All right, well, let's look at this resto mod.
Whoa, wow. This is so cool.
Yeah, now that is a badass looking car, Andre.
So we were just with Mopar guys, right?
Yeah.
And this is a Mopar direct connection, basically a crate engine, right? In a classic car. So.
Yeah, they're selling crate engines now.
Yeah, well they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. But now they're selling the Hurricane.
The Hurricane?
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for watching. You know, let's go this way. Maybe we can get out of the scrum and see what else there is. And the crazy thing about SEMA, right, is it's supposed to be like industry show.
Yes.
But they don't do a press day. So you got to kind of come out here and fight it out with the rest of the industry people.
Look, Roman, this is my dream. One of my dreams is my Buhanka project, my van. But my next dream is to buy a chassis like this and actually do a resto mod on a car. That would be my next dream, I think. And you could buy like 64 through 72 Chevelles. You can buy a Mustang chassis or any number of chassis.
Well, couldn't you stick the Buhanka body on top of that?
Well, that would be something else.
Yeah, that would be something else. All right. I mean, there's a whole chassis right there.
Oh, with an engine even.
Yeah. Okay, so you got the bucket part. And then you got to get all the parts.
And there's a Fox body chassis. Oh, it's a Defender. Defender 90 or 110 chassis.
That's pretty badass. So that's what our Defender looks like underneath? Or is this the original Defender?
I think this is what the original Defender is.
Doesn't
basically.
Say.
But it's got a modern powertrain. Look at how cool this is.
Yeah,
LT1 engine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the last generation, not the new one. It does have a 455 horsepower powertrain. It's pretty cool.
Alrighty, let's keep moving.
Well, look at this.
Whoa.
That's very slammed.
What is that? This is amazing. Slammed. You can see almost anything here.
Yeah. Wow, that's beautiful. That is a work of art. This looks like, hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You know all these cars like this, beauty? What happens to them after they're done at SEMA? Do these get sold like a Barrett Jackson? Do they end up at some warehouse somewhere? What happens with them?
Well, it depends. Of course, it depends on many different things. Who owns it, right?
Yeah, why they built it.
You know, maybe it's a company owned, maybe it's a personal car or truck. I think it just depends on many different things.
Now, you know, people might be curious. Guys, ooh, that's pretty cool.
Whoa, that's a monster.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
That's a McLaren.
Yeah, yeah.
Wide body race car.
Out of New Zealand, apparently. But people may be wondering, you know, are electric cars starting to take off? And we'll answer that question at the end of this video.
Yes.
There's a little corner of the show that we're walking toward where you can actually have the electric car corner. But for the most part, they're still not here at SEMA. People aren't doing much with them. I have seen a bunch of Cybertrucks.
Look at the steering on this C8 Corvette.
It's got to be a drift, right?
It's got a drift kit on it. Look at this. Look at how this wheel is turned.
Yeah, that's why I can't drift, Andre. All the cars that ever try to drift don't have that steering angle.
Yes.
That's the reason.
That's yes, Roman. Good. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry, Roman.
Yeah, Craig. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching,
remember,
man. Thank you.
We went hung out with Tyler over in Moab a couple times ago.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
With the sub passenger G.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Good. We're filming, so I'm.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. It's all right. No worries. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. These are our people, Andre. Ooh, classic Ford Bronco.
Hold on.
I mean, it's a feast for the eyes here.
Oh my gosh, Roman, it's like a candy store.
I know.
Right?
What's under the hood of this bad boy?
Oh, it's a 5-liter.
Coyote.
Very nice. Well packaged. Just really nicely done.
You know, that's when, like, back in the day, that's when they knew how to name cars, right? Bronco.
Coyote engine.
Coyote. Mustang, right?
Corvette.
Right? And then we went into that era of Japanese cars where it was like Integra.
Legend,
Accord, Acura, right? Words that kind of didn't mean anything. And now, of course, we're completely off the cliff with crazy
MDX and RDX.
An alphanumeric designation, right? Mercedes is kind of the worst at that. But speaking of Mercedes, what you notice here is there's not a lot of, at least in this part of the hall, German vehicles. These are all...
A lot of American muscle here.
Yeah, a lot of American muscle.
Nova, dude, LS1.
Whoa. Never mind, sorry, I said Chevelle, I was wrong. Sorry, don't tear me a new one in the comments.
Or do, please
or
do.
Or do, feel free. I'm human, I effed up.
Oh, Roman, this is so cool.
I'm gonna be honest here, Andre.
What?
These are all before my time. I was a little kid, right? Not in like kindergarten and grade school when these things were popular. So I never this is not my era of car. So I see why people love these cars. I see a Ferrari, Andre.
Oh, that's something that's not...
Right, finally.
That's not, American muscle. Excuse us.
Yeah, let's check out this Ferrari. Oh, it's modified, of course.
Oh, wow.
That's badass looking Ferrari. And it's slammed, look at that.
It's so low.
Yeah, so low.
Hold on, I need to get lower, Roman.
So low, so red.
How low can you go?
That's Penske racing shocks. Definitely a race car.
There's a couple of Supras and also a Porsche back here, Roman.
Oh, it's a camera car. Look at this Supra camera. Oh, we'll go to the Porsche and we'll look at the Supra camera car.
Hold up.
Come on, look at this. Come around, look at the Supra camera car.
I didn't know much about life. Oh, yeah,
we need this, Andre.
Oh, this is cool.
We need.
Oh, yes.
We need this.
Okay.
Yeah, this would up our...
would up our game.
By quite a bit.
Except we probably couldn't off-road this.
No, you couldn't off-road it. It must be for like race car use, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, because the track.
Yeah, why wouldn't you put this on more of like a utility vehicle?
So what we're looking is a giant rig, basically a camera rig.
With a Ronin on it.
With a stabilizer and a camera and giant suction cups, and it's on the Supra.
Look at this
guy. Can we look at this Golf, dude?
Yeah, I know. I have a soft spot in my heart. I was just saying there are no German cars here.
And look at this. They listen to you.
Mid-engine.
What is?
That's a lot of pipes.
What is that engine? It looks like a snake nest.
It's a lot of headers going a lot of different ways.
That's awesome. And I meant it in the best way possible, by the way.
I mean, look, I like this part. Look, he's got a little like...
The turbo's got a mask.
Little goggles on him, yeah.
Holy cow. You know, gold?
Yeah.
Gold, the real gold is a great insulator. So if you want to insulate something...
I got to say, that can't be very comfortable.
Oh, metal seats. Yes, of course.
Hey, what's this thing over here?
Hold on, let me take a wide look at this just for a second. Yes.
Oh, we got the new Lotus. I've always wanted to see this up close.
Okay.
Right there. There's the new Lotus
SUV?
Yeah, it's called the Electra?
Electre.
Electra.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's big, dude. It's huge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, this car is the direction that Lotus is heading. And, you know, this is very controversial because Colin Chaplin, who started Lotus, right, used to say, add lightness.
Yes.
And this does everything but that.
Yeah, because it's electric, right? Yeah. And it's really big and it's very heavy because it's got batteries and motors.
Yeah, and it's Chinese underneath. Lotus is owned by the Chinese company. And I was going to say...
Let's look up front.
I was going to say it's owned by Geely, but I could be wrong. Correct
look
me again if I messed it up. It is a good-looking car. And I'm not a big fan of matte paint, but I think it works on this bad boy.
Yeah, and it's larger than Charge.
Yeah.
It looks very... Very impressive.
I mean, let's face it, American car manufacturers are afraid of the Chinese because this is the kind of stuff that they're cranking out. And the other thing about the Chinese is that they're cranking out these cars not once every 8 years, not once every 4 years, but like once every 2 years.
Exactly. Their pace is very, very fast.
Now, we did a video from here, but we should, in this walk around, kind of go and show you this really cool Weekender van.
Yes.
The Kia unveiled. And if we'll just do a quick walk around, but if you do want to see it, head on over to All TFL, where we're going to have, you know, more complete coverage of it. But let's take a look at this Weekender van.
Hold on. EV9 first. We also did a walk around of this. Basically, it's kind of a concept that shows some off-road parts, right, and lifted SUV.
Yeah, this proves the saying that no car, and that includes a three-row electric car, won't look better when you lift it with bigger wheels and tires.
It looks sweet, yes. Yeah.
But the van is really the cool part.
All right, let's take a look.
Yeah, let's go take a look. Hey, guys.
Hi. How are you? Hi.
Roman, nice to meet you.
All right. Yeah. Watching all the time.
Hi.
Thank you very much
Thank
for
you
watching.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Thank you.
Those truck drags, man.
Good. Well, we got more coming, gentlemen. All right, so this is the Weekender, Andre.
Yes.
And what Kia has done here is this they kind of reimagined and reinvented.
Sorry, no, that's right. I'm just going
to
listen to
that. No, what they've done here is they reimagined and reinvented the Weekend adventure van. And so it's got some really cool things. Like, for instance, it's got a winch, which we'll show you.
Yeah.
And there's a screen on top of the winch, which shows you, like, how much you're towing. And then, of course, it's got a very modular design on the inside so that you can make it kind of your own.
And it's based on a commercial vehicle, right? So they have a line of commercial vehicles, PV5. So this is like taking a van and building it up, basically, from a commercial vehicle into something fun.
Crazy wheels that generate power while it's standing still.
Yeah, supposedly. I want to see that. I want to see how this wheel generates power. I mean, we're not going to see it right now. But supposedly wind will go through it and spin that turbine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just crazy. And then up front here is that winch I was talking about. Good to see you again.
Hello again. We can't get enough of it. Sorry about that. Okay.
That's what we made it for. Yeah,
yes.
Thanks, man. It's incredible. Yeah, this is one of the stars of the show. I think this and the Land Cruiser Rocks, which we kind of skipped over at the beginning.
Yeah, because we have a special video about the Rocks.
But people have really resonated with this van. I think, you know, there's a giant overlanding trend that's still happening. Not necessarily at this hall, but if you go to one of the other halls. And you know what else is interesting?
What?
This might be the only like overlanding vehicle that doesn't have Max Trax. Like they avoided that cliche.
Yeah, right, and also there, it's still controversial, Roman, because a lot of people, first of all, are pushing against the electric chassis, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that it was the design, it looks weird, right? It's okay, that it looks weird, right? But that's what good design is, right? It kind of polarizes, you know,
yeah,
sometimes.
It moves the needle forward.
It moves the needle, yes.
When you first see it, you're kind of uncomfortable.
Watch out, there's a step here.
And then eventually it kind of wears you down, or you get used to it and it becomes cool. So where's Honda? I'd love to go see what they got.
They're on this side, but should we swing this way?
Yeah, sure.
Let's swing.
I want to see what Honda brought.
Dude, Honda and Acura have a huge space.
Really?
They have a big space.
Well, I think the restrooms have the biggest space.
Oh, wow. No. Wow. There's so many. Roman, we've done some project vehicles, right?
Yeah, but not like that.
But I cannot imagine how much time and money some people put in some of these projects. We're talking about six digit figures, $100,000, $200,000. I mean, this is insane.
I think a lot of these vehicles are also meant to kind of be
showcases.
Yeah, for whatever product they're trying to sell here,
you know, be it electronics, lights.
Yeah, this is
wheels.
JetBlue retro sound, right?
So yeah,
there must be. If you look in there, there must be a retro.
Yeah, yeah. Let me look.
Radio in there.
Let me look, because this truck looks. It's got patina, right?
Yeah.
It looks a little bit used, but then you look inside.
It looks.
Look at that, modern.
Looks like an old radio, but it's not, I bet.
It's not. And that's the secret, right?
Yeah.
Hey, that's the secret.
Let's go see what's outside. Usually they got some pretty cool stuff out there.
Actually, yeah. I think there's a Toyo area over there,
yeah,
which
guys,
is really cool.
Those guys bring like the Fast and Furious cars.
Yeah, look at these dashes here.
Oh my God, look at this motorcycle, Andre. Welcome to TFL Bike. Look at that.
I wish Alex and Case were here.
Oh my God. That is the ultimate off-roading bike. Is it even rideable? How much does that weigh? These are the thoughts.
It weighs a lot.
I mean, okay, so I say it's off-road, but obviously the height of that fender over that wheel, you'd never take that off-road.
Yeah, I watched their YouTube channel, Grind Hard. Yeah. So
is it rideable?
They show it riding, yes.
Okay.
So it's actually moving.
Well, pretty amazing. Oh, this is cool, Andre.
Oh, wow.
An old Toyota pickup.
But this is a car show, Roman.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. Don't look.
Sorry.
Don't look.
Sorry.
Should we go
can we walk through there?
Yeah, let's go get the Toyota stand.
And then get to Honda.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Can you?
You know, we've been inside the whole time, so it's nice.
It's sunny. Can you open the door for me?
I will open the door for you, Andre.
Because I'm carrying the camera here.
Hey, they've got a Big Daddy barbecue. Maybe we should stop in the middle of this...
Have some lunch.
Have some barbecue. Guys.
Can you hold this for a second?
Yes, guys.
I'm sorry.
Just head on out for a little bit. Maybe use the bathroom, and Andre and I are going to put the camera down and get some barbecue. No, I'm just kidding. We won't do that. We're going to go check out the Toyo cars here.
I apologize. I had to sneeze, Roman.
Oh, a K car, Andre.
Oh, K-cars. Sweet.
Sweet. I like the juxtaposition of the little K car and the big old
huge truck.
Yeah.
I think there's something special in there, Roman. I know there's like a classic Land Cruiser in there.
All right,
that's very, very special.
Let's play a game.
What?
You get to pick one of these Toyo cars to take home. So it could be this, and I'm not going to let you pick a truck, so it can't be a truck.
It has to be a car. Well,
a car.
Can we walk through first?
Yeah, so we've got this little K car, which very Japanese.
I don't think I will fit, Roman, so this may not be my style.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, Andre. I got to be honest. I don't know what that... Looks like a shrunken MR2.
M2 1015.
But who by who? Guys, let us know in the comments below if you know
Thank
who
you.
Builds the M2. Because I don't know who built that. Anyway.
Could be a Suzuki.
This is obviously a Volkswagen. We know that.
Here's a Lexus.
Yeah. Slam.
All right, let's keep moving. There's an AV Prospector.
Yeah,
we know these guys.
Yeah, once again, don't look. Don't look.
Don't look.
That's a truck thing.
Oh, look at that Land Cruiser, Roman.
Right.
We have to stop.
Right,
we'll have to stop.
We'll get there. Well, that is sweet, Andre. Oh, go show the inside. It's a
Restomod.
Bilstein. Lifted. Repainted.
So, Roman, it's a Tacoma.
It's a taco.
It's a taco, but it's not a taco. That's
Dang.
Cool.
Dang,
it's got a Tacoma.
Cool.
It's got a Tacoma interior.
I mean, let me show you this, Andre. Look at this. Look at this door handle. Now that is as analog as it gets.
Yes, that's what the lock should be. That's what the door handle should be.
And a real striker plate, yeah. So somebody
closes like a vault, and it's got roll-up windows, roll-down windows.
Take my money, Andre. Take my money.
Hold on a second. We're not done yet.
But dude, it's a truck.
No,
it's a truck. It's got a bed.
But look at the chassis. Oh my gosh.
It's a truck. It's got a bed.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It is cool, but once again, can't be looking at trucks. Pretty cool too, huh?
Wow, that engine bay is stuffed in this Mustang. Completely full of engine. That's
Now, I don't mind the Mustang, you know, that's done up, but here's something I have to ask you. What about this Mercedes, Andre? Is this one step too far?
Whoa, what do you think about this Mercedes?
I don't know.
Is it too far?
In the front, it might be too far. Yeah, I mean, that generation of SLs, right, before they became SLs, is so iconic, and now you've got to kind of...
Remember, we're picking our favorites, right?
It's more than resto-modded.
Oh my gosh. It is resto-modded.
It's more than resto-modded. It's like pimped. I got to use that word.
And pimped.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this car was ever supposed to have a Coke bottle shape, and yet there it is.
So, let us know what you think in the comments below.
Yeah, I'm not in love with this.
All right, let's keep moving a little bit more.
You got a Porsche here.
That's gorgeous.
Fine. Yeah, I think I just seen the biggest wing of the show.
Wow.
I think that is the biggest wing of the whole show.
This is a little bit too much.
Yeah, if Batman... We're German and living in, let's call it Frankfurt or Stuttgart. This is the car that...
He would drive.
Yeah, this is the car that Batman and, I don't know, how do you say bat in German, would drive?
I don't know that much German.
Yeah, this is, once again, now you're taking an SLR, right? An iconic car. I love the pipes out the side, but...
Double bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Windscreens. No, this is not my bag.
I mean, this is what was happening like in the 70s when what's his name, built? Who built the Batmobile? Can't think of the guy's name right now.
Barrett's?
No. We're close. Once again, guys, also in the comments below.
What you think?
Yeah.
What you think about this?
Yeah, it feels very like you're in Saudi Arabia and all your friends have an SLR, so yours has got to be much nicer and different.
Excuse me.
So that's what you do. And what do we got here? Too many people, that's what we got.
Well, too many people, you know what that means, right? It means it's cool.
Yeah, I think that's an old Nissan.
But look, it's a wide body.
Actually, Datsun.
Yeah, it's a wide body. Look at the engine.
That was when Datsun was still Datsun. Same thing next door with the Z.
Oh, it's a V12.
Yeah.
What?
From?
From, I don't know. But it looks amazing. It's like jewelry. I mean, this is what it looks like.
That is gorgeous. Those
stacks.
Yeah, those are really gorgeous. I saw a guy with a t-shirt, Andre. Shut up and tune it.
Shut up and tune.
Yeah. I like the Z because it's not overdone.
Fair lady?
Yeah. Well, in Japan.
Yes.
Here, of course. Z. Let's keep going. Now we're back to the trucks. Got a Porsche there. First Corvette, interesting. Bronco.
Big wing.
Big wing.
Once again, kind of race prepped.
Then we have a Stance. Let's go look.
Sorry.
Stance Z.
Sorry about that.
300. I used to have one of these. Mine didn't look like that.
Oh, wow.
300 ZX.
But it's got a Corvette LS3 in the Z.
Yeah, you think they pulled out the all-wheel steering? Because back then, this car had all-wheel steering. Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, it's sacrilege, dude. Sacrilege, sorry. As an owner of a 300 ZX twin turbo, I miss the turbos.
So, in this case, displacement is not replacement?
Oh, yeah, not in this case. I'm kind of also done with the old Broncos. I think they've been done to death at this point. We own one of these. Remember, we own the half cab.
Yeah, we did.
And it was kind of, you know, halfway to a tractor.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So whenever I see these, I'm always kind of two minds. I like the look, but I'm not in love with the way these things drive. And at the end of the day, you still have like 1960s technology under there.
Unless it's completely swapped, right? I mean,
you have to like rebuild the thing from scratch.
It looks like somebody did. Yeah. I mean, the frame is, you could eat off of this frame. It's so, it's done so much.
I mean, the doors don't slam, you know, maybe this guy was redone perfectly. Looks like it's got...
But it depends on who's doing it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It depends on who's doing it. If it's a really high quality shop and person, then yes. You have to have a reputation.
Yeah, not loving the Supra. Once again...
Rolls-Royce?
Rolls-Royce is kind of cool. Very different.
Roman, I'm still thinking...
Let's check out the interior, because the interior is what...
Oh, wow. No, I don't like this interior.
I think this is a Corniche. I'm guessing here, once again... I'm really letting down all of our fans.
You guys are the truck manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you?
Hi, Andre.
Angel.
Yeah,
Angel, nice to meet you.
Is this your car?
No, sir. It's okay.
Okay.
Is it a Corniche? You know what kind this is? Yeah. I'm going to go look in the back. Maybe it says.
You should be coming by. Did I ask?
You guys are welcome to open up the doors.
Okay. Can you? Yeah. We just wanted to show the interior. Thank you so much.
It will remain a mystery until somebody in the comments lets us know what model this is.
Well, if Tommy was here, he would probably help us.
Yeah, my old Rolls Royce game is not strong, Andre. Thank you, man.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Yeah, nice seeing you. We're getting to the end, Andre. Start thinking about which one you like. GTR, okay. That's all carbon fibered out.
I see.
I mean, you know.
Godzilla.
Carbon fiber everywhere. It's kind of a gorgeous. Dual color, right? It's kind of...
Oh, it changes color, too.
Yeah, see, it goes from kind of this typical carbon fiber to red in the front. Almost burgundy.
Wow, amazing.
This has been a feast for all you JDM fans.
A feast for the eyes.
Yeah.
There you go. Once again, all right, I'm still thinking, Roman,
Are you still thinking?
I'm still thinking about what my favorite is.
Looks like we have some more German stuff
here. Which one I would drive home.
All right, let's go look. Oh, I know which one I like. I think I've just found my winner.
Is it this?
No. Not that.
So, kind of two-sided on that.
I was gonna pick this, because I used to have one.
Is that a CRX?
Yep. SI. But this is... I'm getting old, Andre. Anything with a roll cage, really not interested, because you know how loud this is going to be? How uncomfortable? How unpractical? I know that's blasphemy for all young guys listening to this, but yeah, not something I can get behind.
So you will go for this race spec.
In my dotage, Andre... As I get to this point in my life, I like comfort.
Well, those seats are so bolstered, Roman.
Look at this M3. You know, I used to have one of these, this generation. I rolled it into a tree. That was not good.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely tuner culture. And this is way out of my depth. I do like the look of that engine, though.
This interior looks a little bit more spacious, Roman.
I like the cue ball for the shifter.
It's a manual, yes.
All right.
And then this. All right, Roman.
An old SI, right? Civic SI.
Is it electric?
No. Yeah, it is electric. You're right. Our first electric car.
There you go.
All right, should we get some barbecue? No, I'm kidding. So which one would you take?
All right. Hold on. Let me go this way.
Where are you going? Where are you being drawn to?
I'm drawn to the Mustang.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm drawn to this Mustang. This Mustang, we saw it a couple minutes ago, just walking in, and just the body on it, and just the way it's done, Roman, and especially that supercharger that's sitting right there. I think this is my favorite right now.
Clearly, there's one car for me that I would take over all of these.
What is it?
It's a Land Cruiser. I know it's a truck, but I love that Land Cruiser. That's got it all, Andre. It's got the comfort of a modern
vehicle,
Tacoma, with the looks of, you know,
a classic.
Yeah.
And I know it's got lights. Yeah, I know you love lights.
Yeah, let's see how many. Well, this might break our record. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
It's a winner.
It's a winner. Yeah. It's a winner, winner.
Chicken dinner.
I know I broke the rules, but that's what I would take.
Well, we're rule breakers here.
Let me ask you this. Prospector or Land Cruiser?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Dude, I would take the Land Cruiser because it's a restomod.
Okay.
Sorry. I know I love Prospectors, but that restomod Land Cruiser, I think, takes the cake.
The problem with the Prospector is that's a weekend car. I mean, the problem with the Land Cruiser is it's a weekend vehicle, right? It's something you take to a car show.
Yeah, because it's so gorgeous.
You'll never take it off-road. That Prospector, dude.
We'll tow that Land Cruiser to the show.
I think you found the exact perfect combination.
Oh boy. Do we have to go through security now?
We do. We have to get a media pass out again. Let me get it out here.
Okay, we need to go. We need to go through the metal detector.
No, we don't have any bags.
Media, you can go straight through.
Oh, all right. Look at that. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I feel special.
For the first time today, we felt special.
For the first time in 3 days, we got some special access. All right. Well, we're back inside.
Okay.
Are we heading toward?
Oh,
the
I see Honda. Let's see Honda, Roman.
I see Honda Racing. Have you seen these backpacks? They're all over the place.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Can we get that for TFL, Roman? So we can have TFL backpacks?
It'd be a little loud, wouldn't it, to have TFL? I mean, we could play our videos in the back of those.
Yes.
So people could watch as we walk by.
What is this? Wow.
Another
this
truck.
This is like an off-road Baja racer.
Yeah.
Somebody got it, this Porsche. They're basically kind of showing what's inside of a Porsche.
Yeah, it's a sound. Look, it's car sound.
Sound deadening?
No, car sound, like radio deadening.
Okay, I gotcha.
I think it could be deadening or it could be radio.
And speakers.
Yeah. Or it could be both.
Oof. Look at these cars.
Pantera? You like the Pantera?
Yes.
Are you a fan of the Del Tomaso? Is it Tommaso?
Pantera.
With the big old Cleveland in the back. These things have really shot up in value. They're like 100 to 200, depending on, how well they are preserved. Right, we're at a Honda here, so let's see what the Honda folks have. Oh, that's
dude,
badass.
Honda is big.
Oh, thank you, man.
You helped me make my decision on my vehicle that I purchased.
What'd you buy?
I bought an F-150.
Congratulations.
So,
yeah.
I watched you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you watching. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Adam. Our people, Andre.
Yes. So Honda is huge in racing, right? And I mean, there are all kinds of different racing. They have Le Mans prototypes. They have Spec Series. They have Formula One. They have off-road racing. On and on and on.
They seem to be interviewing people. We don't want.
That's pretty interesting, Roman, because that's an Integra.
Uh-huh.
But look, it has an HRC logo on the fender.
What does
could
that
we,
mean?
Could we be looking at a future production type vehicle?
It looks production ready. Even with that big ass wing?
I think so.
What do you think?
Oh, let me show it.
Honda Racing. What's the C stand for?
Company.
I mean, I am seeing a roll bar in the back.
Yeah, so it's got like a rear seat delete.
Yeah.
And it's got, big brakes, really sticky tires, a wing in the back, some aerodynamics. This could be a really hot Integra for somebody to buy.
I could see that without the rear seat delete. That would make your significant other pretty angry if they couldn't bring their friends along.
All right, but there's more, Roman, because they have some off-road vehicles here too.
It's amazing how much racing Honda does. You don't really realize it until you get here. So obviously they have a Formula One. And by the way, Andre, the race is coming to Vegas next week.
Yeah, just very soon.
Yeah.
They're preparing the strip for the Formula One track.
Yeah.
And Honda supplies engines, right?
Yeah.
So Honda is an engine supplier.
Yeah.
Let me go this way.
Wow,
Roman, can you stand next to the car? Because I want to show size.
It's big.
Just for people.
These things are wide and big.
Yeah. People think Formula cars are small, but they're not small.
No, they're substantial.
This is a very substantial vehicle.
I mean, look, show it next to the passport, right?
Yes,
hold up. It's probably a good 3 or 4 feet longer than the passport and probably wider.
So this is a Pilot.
Okay, never mind, Andre. Okay. Show it next to the Pilot.
Okay. So look how long that car is. But this is an HRC, another kind of concept from Honda. HRC Honda Pilot, all-wheel drive. But look at the bumpers, dude. Look at the clearance, rock rails, tires.
Look at the Max tracks.
Of course, you cannot forget that.
No, I'm just kidding, because that's just such a cliche now at this point. My friend Matt actually imports those. And so every time somebody buys one, a little dollar bell
Dings.
Rings at his house.
Ding.
So keep on buying them. Good for you, Matt.
What do you think? Should Honda sell something like this?
No.
You don't think so?
No,
why?
No.
Why not?
Because it just looks silly.
No, come on. But they're taking their trail sport to the next level.
It's a family hauler that they've done up to, make it look much more off-roady. But it didn't start out right. I mean, if you're gonna really do an off-roader, and you're gonna compete with
like a 4Runner,
Bronco, 4Runner, Land Cruiser, you can't just take an existing vehicle and then off-road it. It just doesn't work for me. So
it has to be from the ground up.
Yeah. You get these like weird, cuts for the metal bumper. And then you also, the other thing you need is to make this seriously off-roader, you need like an aftermarket, right? People who build these things.
Yes.
There's nobody building
support for this.
Bumpers, yeah. Except this one.
And also,
how are you?
Also, this is cool, Roman.
Yeah, I like the truck.
Walk with me.
Seeing you.
Walk with me. So, you know how people say that a Ridgeline is not a truck?
Yeah, no, this is badass. So, as much as I just took a dump, this is this is cool.
But this is a full-on Baja Racing trophy truck.
It kind of makes my point, right? This is
not a production vehicle.
No, it's custom-built and basically has a Ridgeline shell on it.
Yeah, so the front may look like kind of like a Ridgeline,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, look, it's a full roll cage, complete trophy truck with 22 inches of travel and an IndyCar spec V6
engine. Have you ever
wanted
to like, ride in one of these or drive one of these?
I would love that.
I mean, can you go? Imagine going over whoop-de-doos. It's just so soft, right?
And it doesn't care. Yeah. It doesn't care.
Yeah. We do a lot of off-roading, but never off-road racing. I've gone with a couple of race car drivers over the years when they're, driving in somewhat anger. And it's so much fun, Andre. Especially when you're in something that has that much suspension.
Oh, Roman, look,
travel.
There's a car I can afford.
The Bugatti?
Yeah, that's a Bugatti I can afford. It's a little kid's version.
I think that's the Bugatti. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you got it.
You guys are the best, by the way.
Well, thank you, dude. I appreciate that you watch. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, yeah.
Appreciate it.
People like us here. Wow.
Wow, that's amazing. Pretty soon somebody's going to walk up to us and say, guys, you guys suck.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to walk up to us.
Yeah. The straight pipes. Those guys hate us. Just kidding, Yuri.
Somebody's going to come up to us.
We're like we're getting into the electric part of the show, Andre.
Yes. I can sense electricity in the air.
We've gone from Resto Mods to Rangers.
To little side-by-sides.
And little
off-roaders.
Little electric motorcycles and little electric...
These things are interesting.
These are like half motorcycle, half mountain bike.
Yeah. I've seen them ripping around cities.
Yeah, they're super popular. They live in this kind of weird space where they'll do like 60, 70 miles an hour just on the throttle. And so they're kind of motorcycle-ish in their performance, but yet because they're electric and because they're smaller, they're not quite that heavy like this guy over here. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So that,
Roman, let's take a turn.
Okay. Are we getting out of the electric scooter?
So maybe we can finish our show there. What do you think?
Yeah. I was wondering where the electric vehicles were.
Yes.
Right now, they got them stuck in the corner where Toyota used to be.
Yeah, and now Toyota is prominently in the center.
Here's the thing about electric vehicles, and you can see it here. This is a good example, right? Bunch of Teslas.
Yes.
And very rarely do you see these, even Cybertrucks, like seriously modified. What you see is wraps, wheels,
spoilers
at most. But that's kind of the end of it. So somebody's going to figure out, well, maybe that one.
Well, I think now we're also going to see some resto mods.
Yeah.
But resto mods with like electricity.
I don't like those. I don't like electrified. Like the Celico over here, you think that's electrified?
I think so.
The thing about, like, to me, it's the cool thing about the Celica. So this is more my generation, right? 80s. My friend in college had one of these.
And look, there's kind of on the stand an example of electric motor with kind of a transmission, transaxle.
But this, for me, if I got in this, would have been a time capsule.
But look, you got a 120 horsepower electric motor, got 28 kilowatt hour pack, which is not very big. It's from an ID4.
Oh, it is kind of a time capsule because the interior is still the same. This does bring back memories.
Oh, whoa, look at that screen, though.
That does not bring back memories.
No.
But the gear shifter does.
Yeah, and the seats and the steering wheel.
My point was that they're kind of, you know, time capsules, and when you electrify them, you take some of that away from them. But
because the sound
it.
Was part of it, right?
The sound, the smell, the leaking oil, and
well, some electric vehicles can leak fluids. I mean, they have coolant.
Oh, windshield washer fluid. Hey, here's a Tesla that's pretty highly modified. Look at that. Now that's been stanced
and slammed.
And slammed. And then underbody lighting and whatever that thing is. What is that thing?
Is that the Tesla coil?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a Tesla coil. I don't want to touch
it. Look at the interior. Oh, somebody went to town on this thing. Woo. Holy cow.
Hold up.
Show them the back seat, or where there used to be a back seat.
Whoa. There's like a speaker, and there's an alien down there. LED lights. Yeah, this is something else.
So are all these cars here electric? They must be, right?
Yeah, this is an electric section. So
is that like a solar charger over there?
Solar charger, yeah, display.
Yeah.
So
what's this guy back here? What's this?
There's a Defender back there, too. Let's go look.
Is that a Volvo? Behind the Tesla.
Oops, excuse us. Oh, wait, no.
I can't even tell what this is.
It's a Prologue. Is that a Honda Prologue? Wow.
It is. Dang.
But it's slammed.
Yeah, from just the top, it looks like a Volvo. But now this to me is better. If you're going to take a Honda and you're going to turn it into something else, do this. I'm good with this.
It was born as a collaboration between GM and Honda, right? Yeah. And now it's slammed on giant wheels, and it looks really custom.
And it looks a little bit like a Volvo station wagon.
Yeah, it does.
Or I don't mind, you know, if you're going to do the Defender, right? If you're going to do a Defender and electrify it, I think that's badass too. Because the fact is, these things, even with the diesels, they were still pretty, you know, low rent. And I know people love them, and slow and smelly and unreliable.
Yeah, if you can add reliability to a Defender, I think that's probably a positive.
Yeah. Of course, the other thing you do when you do this is you kind of do a time capsule for today, because I'm sure electric tech is going to get better over the years.
Well, it changes every year now, right? Yeah, it just changes and changes and
so
changes.
And so whatever motor and whatever battery you put in there is probably going to be, you know.
I think.
TFL tractor, Andre.
But I think motors will last forever, Roman. Hey, but battery technology, that's what's changing, right?
Andre, you've been bugging me to do TFL boat.
Is there a boat?
There's a boat.
Okay, let's look.
Let's go look.
But it looks like a hull.
Well, it's an electric boat.
Okay. This is not electric. This looks like a... Oh, it's probably a hydrogen setup. Wait a minute.
This must be the alt fuel section.
Alternative fuels as well.
Wouldn't it be cool? Hey, here's an idea for all you resto modders. Like, build this, but put an electric motor underneath it. So when you open the hood,
it looks like an engine.
It doesn't look like a big metal block with a lot of orange, you know, cables leading to it. Hello.
Nice to meet you. I really enjoy you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I really appreciate you watching. Thank you very much.
Yeah, all day long.
Look, this man has the nicest teeth in SEMA.
I'm jealous.
When is the SEMA review coming out?
That's where we're filming it right now. So
you're about to be
featured.
Oh, appreciate
where are you all from?
California.
Nice. All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for watching, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah. We found the man with the nicest teeth at SEMA. How cool is that?
I didn't know you were going to review teeth.
Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that outboard, Andre. Come on. Okay. That is badass.
TFL boat.
TFL boat. What? Look at that. Yeah. Is that a... I don't know.
Hello, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Is this a hydrogen-powered
motor?
Okay.
A Yamaha that's powered by hydrogen instead of gasoline. How cool is that?
Yes, sir. It's based on the 450.
Oh. And can you actually store the hydrogen in the boat and then...
Yes, actually, you guys should take a walk up these stairs.
We will take a walk.
You can see the tanks that are integrated. This was a collaborative project between Roush, Yamaha Marine, and Regulator Marine.
Hold on, let me have you say that, Joshua. Hold on. Oh, I lost my magnet.
Also, I'm big fans, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Nice.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot, man.
So who is this collaboration of?
So this is a collaboration between Roush, Yamaha Marine, and Regulator.
You know what the greatest thing about a hydrogen boat is, Andre?
What?
You're helping to fill the lake or the ocean, right?
With exhaust.
So this is hydrogen combustion, not a fuel cell.
It's hydrogen combustion. Yep.
So you won't see water out the tailpipe.
Okay.
Never mind.
But the result, you're in H2O. You're rolling on top of hydrogen. Never mind. Yeah, I tried to.
They're burning hydrogen.
I know.
It's not going through a fuel cell.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If you guys could figure out how to do electrolysis on the vessel, I think you'd have a job
in real,
job
in,
security.
In, yeah, real time. In real time.
Well, you've got to put a fuel cell in there. All right.
Look, we're going to go check it out. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, that's what we've seen. And a lot of people don't understand that you can use hydrogen in many different ways. Burning it, of course, works. Or using it to create electricity. That also works.
Oh, look at that.
Let's look inside this boat. Whoa, okay. You know who is big on hydrogen storage? You know, Toyota, of course, been working on that for decades. General Motors has been working on that for decades.
Can you imagine this thing, Andrew? Can you imagine this thing like... Yeah. Turn the camera.
No, I don't want to imagine that. Dude, have you seen
that's
these
a lot
tanks
of potential energy.
Cut apart?
I know, they're super wide.
They're wide, yeah. They're bulletproof.
Yeah,
they have rubber linings. They have really tough construction.
I feel like I'm Debbie Downer today. Sorry, guys. We're just getting tired. We've been here a long time. But I do know one thing. Electric, nice. I do know one thing about hydrogen combustion.
What?
It's very dirty. It's a lot of hydrocarbons, I believe, when you combust.
Well, also
hydrogen.
To create hydrogen, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
you have to do that first.
Well, it's natural, so it does. It's like a byproduct of fracking and natural gas extraction, right? That stuff you see that they're burning off the fracking sites—that's hydrogen, basically, or methanol. I am way out of my depth here, guys, today. So please feel free to correct me. Oh God, Andre.
Wait a minute. This is not electric. Is it electric?
It's not. That's a supercharger. I just think I've seen the craziest thing I've seen here at SEMA. It's not the convertible Model 3. It's not the Model S police car Plaid.
Yes.
It's not the Tesla police car.
What? Cybertruck?
Tesla Cybertruck police car, but it's a Porsche with treads.
What? Wow, is this like out of a James Bond movie? What is this?
It's not just a Porsche with treads. It's a classic Porsche with treads.
Yes, it's like a snowmobile.
It is.
It's total
this
snowmobile.
This is so cool. Whoever Renee Brinkenhoffer is, more power. Look at this giant
awesome
stinger on the front of it. Isn't that crazy?
Hold on, let me show it. Let me show it from this way.
You can go flying over like Antarctica on this.
There's a little bit of information as well.
There you go. Whoever they were. That's Renee and her daughter Christina.
152 horsepower. Look at them crossing Antarctica.
That's what I just said.
Yes.
And I completely guessed at it.
There you go.
How cool. Somebody had a lot of money. And a lot of imagination.
And a lot of fun.
A lot of imagination. And look at all the racing they did. They did the Carrera Pan America in 2017, the Targa Tasmania, the Camino del Inca, peaking to Paris, of course, East Africa Safari, and Antarctica Ice in 2021. So six races, seven continents. This is my favorite car here, Andre.
No, I think this is my... No, I'm... Yes. What is this?
It's engineered and built by Clemson students. It looks like
it's a school project.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Are you? Is this yours?
I didn't move it personally, but the master's and PhD students did.
So what's your name?
My name is Mackenzie Williams.
Mackenzie, tell me about this.
So this vehicle is a semi-autonomous hybrid vehicle in partnership with the DoD. The master's and PhD students at Clemson worked on the vehicle. They built it from the ground up. So this vehicle can basically, once you drive it from point A to point B, it can drive itself back from point B to point A so that the people that are running the vehicle can actually take care of the people that they rescue, because it's a search and rescue vehicle.
So it's off-road?
Yes, sir. Yes.
So you wouldn't drive to the airport and have it drive you back?
Not necessarily, no.
Yes. Got it. That's pretty cool. And was this done as part of DARPA, maybe, or was this just done as part of the Department of Defense? Because this feels like a DARPA thing.
It's a GVSC. They're the ones who partnered with Clemson to build this. Not entirely sure about DARPA.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
Pretty badass.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. All right, Andrea, are we almost done? I'm tired.
No.
How much more?
One more thing.
One more thing. Okay. There's another one. Sure.
Wait, there's more.
They must be giving those things out.
Oh.
Those must be like a
those
promotion.
Those are tire things. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Tire promotions.
A slammed Range Rover?
Slammed Range Rover.
We're back in the crowds now. It did thin out a little bit over there by the electric cars. Another slammed Range Rover.
I think we have to end with a Cobra, Roman.
You want to end with a Cobra?
Yeah.
Isn't that where it all began?
Yeah.
It all began with the Cobra.
It all began with a Cobra, and we'll finish
end with
it.
The Cobra.
Excuse us.
You remember when Nathan and I went and drove those Super Performance Cobras?
Yes. I wish I was there with you guys, because I wasn't there with you guys, and I was very jealous. And
these have become a little cliche, though, wouldn't you say?
And there's so many versions of it, right?
Yeah, I'll make you an example right away. What? Okay. So two Cobras here.
Yes.
And if you walk this way, Point the camera kind of down the hall there.
Oh, hold on. So. Are you saying there's another Cobra there?
There's more Cobras.
But also, it's very hard to tell what's like original, what's been rebuilt, right?
Well, remanufactured. 99.9% of them are, you know, so, Factory 5 or Super Performance. Yes. The real ones are, of course, in collections. Did you know, Andre, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Cobra museum in America is in Boulder? It's part of a collection that is only open to the public on Saturday for like 3 hours.
And it's in our backyard.
It used to be right by our old offices.
Yes.
How crazy is that? All right, as we walk and finish up this podcast walk around, let me ask you this question. What was your favorite thing here? What are there any trends that kind of you noticed? Is there anything that you really liked? Anything that stood out?
I think we talked about resto-modding a lot, right?
Ooh.
And I think,
original
I think, once again, slammed stanced, right?
Yeah.
And I think when done properly, resto-mod is my favorite part. We talked about electric resto-mods.
There's another resto-modded Z.
Crazy stuff, right? But I think, like I started in the beginning, I said I want to buy a chassis and I want to try to do a really good job of resto-modding like a Chevy Bel Air or something like that. So
you know what I said about Cobras getting a little cliche? Look.
Another one?
No.
And another one.
One,
and
two,
another one.
Three, four, five, six.
Well, that's Super Performance.
Is it Super? Oh, no wonder. Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of Super Performance.
Yes.
Look at
we're
that.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
So that's another way to finish it. What about you?
What about
the trends?
You know what I love about SEMA, Andre? It kind of shows American ingenuity, right? You see people from all over the world here looking at what, you know, American companies, what American entrepreneurs have done. I don't know of any other show in the entire world that's like this, that shows off so many different ways that you can modify a car, including like this dirty Porsche.
Yes, that probably came off some sort of a desert run just now.
Yeah, 996.
So I agree with you, dude. There's so much ingenuity, and every little part, right? Every little part. What are you seeing?
Seeing a Lambo.
Whoa!
Look at that. Once again, airlift. So look, it's slammed, but it's airlift.
It's got a suspension system.
Yeah, look at that.
Every single thing. Like if you could dream it, Roman, You can probably find it here.
It's here, yeah. I, there's nothing that like it must be so hard to try to be an entrepreneur in this world, because every possible thing. And look, because of time constraints and just, you know, only having so much battery life in the phone, this is just one hall, right?
Yes, and one space.
Yeah, over at TFL Talking Truck, we did another hall, and only one floor of one hall.
There's a racing Ford Bronco once again, DR.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's all here.
Run like race directing or run like running?
My only complaint about SEMA is it's just overwhelming. There's so much, and trying to get your arms around it all. As you can see, I mean, just, you know, on one side you got a Land Cruiser next to a, you know, modded BMW, next to a buggy, next to an old Volkswagen, you know, pickup truck, next to a resto modded
M2. Yeah. There's a BMW M2.
It's just so hard to get your arms and your head around all this.
Some people were commenting on our other show.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Ironman Stewart, dude.
Where is he?
Right there, signing autographs.
Oh yeah, I got to ride with him.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, MagnaFlow. Wow, cool. Yeah,
he's a cool dude.
That was one of my bucket list moments, right? He drove me around the Mint 400 in a race Tundra.
I also took a ride with him, but he chose an Lexus LX to drive me around.
I thought, that's right, I remember that. He didn't like the LX. He was more
It was comfy, though. He liked it because it was comfy.
Comfy, but it wasn't fast.
Yes.
Like I say, the only thing I feel like I'm overwhelmed, and I'm just, when I get done with covering this, unlike any other auto show we do, because of the people, because of so much, I feel completely exhausted. So guys, I hope you've enjoyed a walk around with us. We really appreciate that you watch us.
Yes.
As you can tell, I'm getting tired because I'm making mistakes, so feel free to correct me.
And of course, where should they go?
If you want to see some other close-up stuff where we took some more time with like the Rocks or with that Weekender from Kia, head on over to alltfl.com, where we have the latest and greatest in news, views, and of course, Andre,
real-world SEMA reviews. Yes, and towing reviews, off-road reviews, efficiency reviews, new technology reviews, everything.
And here's the thing. You think that's where you started Toyota, right?
Yes.
But that's not where it ends. There's more behind it.
Yes. Yeah. So how many more hours do you have, Roman?
We got to get to the plane, Andre.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, thanks for joining us. Here, let's end on this Corvette.
Why not?
Let's end on this Corvette. We really appreciate you. And we'll see you next time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.